We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
What does it mean to be strong? Emily.
Well, there's the kind of strong that you get from working really hard and going to the gym and lifting weights and things.
Okay. Physical strength sometimes means that you can push heavy things and lift heavy things and move them.
Okay, so that's like muscle strength.
Another kind of strength is emotional strength.
Okay, tell me about emotional strength.
Emotional strength is when you can get through hard times.
Okay, that's another kind of strength, yes. And Alexa?
And spiritual strength.
Good.
You get spiritual strength from God.
Right. God gives us the strength. And how do we get it from God, Alexa?
By our faith.
Okay. What is your faith?
Believing in Jesus.
That's right. Let's read some scripture now about trusting Him for our strength.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding.
In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. Beside you, trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. He's the living water, He's the bread of life, and all who thirst and hunger are precious in His sight. Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there to guide you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way.
Psalm 28 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield."
In Isaiah chapter 40, God says, "I will renew their strength."
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25 says, "The foolishness of God is wiser than the man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than the man's strength."
In Philippians, Paul writes, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength."
And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, the Apostle Paul teaches us about the armor of God. When we face trials and evil in this world, it's like a battle, and we need protection. Let's read about God's armor.
Stand firm with the truth buckled around your waist,
with the breastplate of righteousness in place.
What does it mean to be righteous?
To be holy.
To be holy, okay. And what else, Jess?
To be right with God.
Right. That's where we get the righteous, to be right with God. And are we right with God?
No.
Why aren't we right with God?
Because we have sin.
That's why God sent Jesus, to forgive our sins.
And through Jesus is the only way that we can be right with God.
And we read again from Ephesians 6 about protection for your feet. Your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. What is the gospel of peace?
Well, the gospel are the teaching of Jesus.
And Jesus wants us to follow in his footsteps.
And we can learn how to be like him when we read God's word.
That's the gospel of peace.
Paul writes, "Take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one."
Now, we've talked about our faith before, and we all know what it means to have faith. Alexa, remember you shared that. It's our belief in Jesus, that God sent Jesus for us to save us. But why do you think it's helpful for our faith to be our shield, Emily?
Because our faith sort of protects us from any dangers.
Exactly. Good.
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
A helmet gives us protection for our heads, our brains.
That protection is the knowledge that Jesus died for us so that we can live with him forever in God's heavenly home.
And the sword of the Spirit is power straight from the Word of God.
Through the Holy Spirit, God speaks to each of his children. When we use his word, it gives us strength.
And that's our armor, our protection, and it's sent from God our Father.
Be strong in the Lord.
And in his mighty power.
Be strong.
Be strong.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
In his mighty.
In his mighty.
His mighty power.
Take your stand,
be strong.
Every day they live.
God protects us and saves us.
We need to do more than just wear our armor. We need to pray.
and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the saints.
Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
God wants us to take his message to others.
Tell others about God's love through Jesus.
Tell others that they can have God's strength too,
when they accept Jesus as Lord.
Plant seeds of faith everywhere you go, and God will do the rest.
A little seed is all you need to believe.
Some news to share?
We can all learn from each other.
Was there ever a time when God gave you extra strength?
Write to us and we will share your stories with others.
Our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
Maybe you would like a copy of our program or our music.
You can visit us online at www.karenandkids.com and learn more about our ministry. And remember,
be strong in the Lord. See you next time.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.